This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our message for this session is a message that was first published back in the year of January, in the month of January of the year 2012. It's being put on audio in the month of November of the year 2024. The subject scripture for this message is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, and verse number 21. Now, if you have these scriptures available, you will find these words recorded. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. The title for this message is, "The Gloves Are Coming Off," part number one. This is part one of an 11-part message, so you got quite a ways to go. Take us almost up to the end of the year. Anyway, so getting started, the subject starting off this new year is a reflection of my feelings concerning the state of this nation, and especially that of the black community. For quite a while, I have been touching on the issue of the failure of this nation to make a decisive push to admit that it is a failure, and that what we need to do is get out, get our act together, and get back to the God of the Bible. But we have a problem because of our diverse culture with people from all walks of life and of different beliefs. We, in order to show ourselves friendly to them, have essentially turned away from Him, talking about God, and as one scripture says, gone whoring after other gods. Whoring, whoring, after other gods. Now, whether you want to look at it as a religious move or a philosophical appeasement, the bottom line is this: we are engaging in practices that are guaranteeing our destruction. Heretofore, I really haven't gone into too much detail of just how we are doing it, because most of you aren't really able to handle it. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 2, he says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet are ye able. Why do I say this? Because of your response to anything that appears to make you seem to be foolish. That's right. This nation is on the course that it is on because of the decisions of a population that is foolish in both areas of our lives, the spiritual and the practical. And why do I say this? Once again, if you will look at the subject scripture, you will see the prophet Elijah putting a question to the people about what was their tendency to go with what seemed right at the time, or better yet, what was expedient. They felt that anything that promised only good results for the immediate situation was the way to go. What they didn't like was someone coming along saying anything about the possibility of their decisions being the indication of just how stupid and ignorant they really were. What usually happened is this: these people would pursue ungodly ways until God lowered the boom on them. Then they would run back to Him by way of following what the prophets of God told them that they needed to do in order for their suffering to stop. Of course, as soon as that suffering was abated and things began to look up again, they went back to their wicked ways. Now, why would people that had experienced God's wrath for their disobedience to Him turn back to their wickedness, as the Bible says? Proverbs chapter 26 verse number 11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. These people, for all intents and purposes, were fools, plain and simple. today in this nation, and the black community especially, it is no different. We want to embrace everything that appears to bring us the good life. We have become a ship of fools. We will jump at anything that seems to give us that elusive prize of a utopian paradise where there are only good things with no suffering or pain, where we can all live together in harmony. Well, that was the major reason for the people back then to continue to stray away from what God had to say. And what is it that is causing us to do the same thing today? One word: preachers. Now, when I say preachers, I am not talking about those that promote the gospel, but those that promote any type of belief or philosophy. When we look at the basic function of a preacher, he or she is trying to sell you something. It doesn't have to be something that you have to buy with money, but rather getting you to accept something. Anyone, irregardless of how they appear, if they're trying to get you to accept what they are saying, they are preachers. Everything that is wrong in this nation, believe it or not, can be laid at the foot of preachers, period. Not all of them, but the vast majority of them. Preachers fall into two categories: those that are delivering the uncompromised, unalterable, and unchangeable word of Almighty God through Jesus Christ, and all the rest. What we need to see in the subject verse is this: despite all of the different people with their different personalities, psychological makeup, their hopes and dreams, their gender, their IQ, their degrees, and all of the other characteristics that make them who they are, they all fall into one of two categories. That's it. They either put their entire belief in God through Jesus Christ, or they don't. There is no in-between, period. Of course, back then, Christ wasn't the main issue like he is today. Anyway, Elijah being fed up with the people that continuously vacillated back and forth based on the directions of those who back then were known as the prophets of Baal, which can be interpreted as preachers of all that is not of or against God. In short, what was true back then is true today. You either believe in God or you don't. And the ones that try to get you to believe that somehow or other God accepts us with all of our flaws to the point that we have no need of repenting are these same prophets of Baal. Only now, They are in the 21st century version. Different clothes, different tools, more sophisticated, but the same old vomit. What drives these emissaries of the devil to do what they do? Money and power. For a price, they will tell you anything you want to hear. For a price, they will make you feel good. What does this scenario remind you of? Harlots and prostitutes. While we all would like nothing better than to feel good about ourselves, we need to put things into perspective. Is this pleasure I am feeling now going to bring me suffering later? Try this. Proverbs 14 and 12 and Proverbs 16 and 25. Both of these scriptures say the same thing. And that is, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Just because it feels right and makes sense does not mean it is the right thing to do. While none of us would knowingly choose anything that would cause us to suffer, sometimes the choice that we make to avoid it will have far more dire consequences down the road. And as usual, even though being warned, we choose the latter. As the story goes, Elijah was in what we would call an intellectual debate to determine just who was and was not representing the most powerful force. There were, on the other side, 400 or so preachers that pronounced that they spoke for a God that was more powerful than the God that Elijah was servant of. They said he was out of touch with reality and should be run out of town and back to the wilderness where he came from. By his appearance, he looked like a bum, sort of like what John the Baptist looked like when he came out of the wilderness. It's funny. We usually judge people based on how they look, dress, speak, or their intellect. Yet, if a man of God exhibits these same characteristics, but is preaching the uncompromisable word of God, then we say he or she is somehow not preaching God's word, but rather is a jackleg preacher ripping off those that follow them. If, on the other hand, they appear to be like a John the Baptist, no fancy clothes, jewelry, or fancy car, then they are to be disregarded. Anyway, in the course of the debate that was being watched by the people, Elijah threw down the gauntlet and challenged those 400 prophets to a test to prove who was speaking for God and who wasn't. The one thing that should be noted here is the fact that mere talk is not going to cut it when dealing with an opposition that is well organized and trained in public speaking, or that looks like they have a lot of fine clothing, jewelry, and the like. Something extra was needed, and that was a demonstration that would prove what was what. Today in this nation, as I mentioned, there is a debate going on about whose religion is best and whose is being mean-spirited. Does God have a preference? It is not so much as whose side is God on as much as it is who is on God's side. In talking with a lot of people, they seem to feel like I am saying that God is for one party or group and against the others. What they and others are not looking at is the evidence that shows what is what. Have you ever heard the term, some people wouldn't know the truth if it hit them on the head with a 2x4? That is essentially what Elijah was facing back then and what we in this nation are facing today. A bunch of ignorant leaders that don't know beans about what they are doing, or they know what they are doing and hope you never find out. As long as the debate was about talk, there was nothing dramatically different between what the prophets of Baal said and what Elijah said. But Elijah knew what had to be done, and that is put these preachers on the spot and make them prove what they were saying. That's what needs to be done today. Most preachers, especially in the black community, that are held in such high esteem, need to be revealed for what they really are, and that is a modern day prophet of Baal. But it will have to be done through demonstrating just who is God's messenger versus who isn't. In the upcoming parts, I will be, as the title says, taking off the gloves and giving you proof of the tricks these men and women use to keep the rest of us in a state of total ignorance, where we will literally continue to suffer, die, and possibly end up in hell. You see, that is just what they want. They want you suffering. They want you to need them. They want you to keep coming to them for advice, so they can have the power over you and your lives. It doesn't make any difference to them what happens to you. It is about them and their power. That power also brings with it wealth and prestige. In the meantime, they themselves are headed for destruction. As Jesus once said in Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 14, let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. So if you are ready, check in next month for part number 2. Well, that's the end of this first part of our message, and I'm not going to give you a summation of what we've just started on in this particular session. I'll wait till I get to the end and I'll give you a brief summation then, because by the time I get through with the 11 the 11 parts, there won't really be too much for me to have to give you a summation on, because the whole message is a summation. So until we get together again for part number 2 of this message, let me say to you and yours, may God bless you and your families real good. Good day.